Hello, is Bradley Myers there?
Speaking.
Good evening, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work on a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yep.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will certainly vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
You don't need to know my age.
This is just for classification purposes.
I know what it is. You're asking a survey. You want my opinion, so you don't need to know any personal information.
That's fine. Now, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I am white.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First, we have Donald Trump as former president.
Disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove or just somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Then we have Sherrod Brown as senator.
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Then we have Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And last, we have Joe Biden as president.
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. This time, after I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard about that person or institution, or you are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. The first one is Republicans in Congress.
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Derek Merrin.
Don't know him.
Never heard of him?
Nope.
Thank you. Now we have Joe Biden.
You already asked me about him.
Yes, but this time, since last the question was about how he was handling his job as president. This time we want to know if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of him.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump again.
Unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Marcy Kaptur.
Why do you keep repeating the same people? You already have my opinion on them from the previous ones. This is wasting my time.
Well, the last question, it was about how they are handling their jobs.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You can answer the questions the same way as I answered them the first time. So favorable, very favorable.
Okay. Very favorable, thank you. And last, we have First Energy.
First Energy, I don't have any dealings with them anymore.
So what is your impression of them? Is it favorable or unfavorable?
I don't have any dealings with them anymore, so I really don't have a comment.
And nothing from what you've heard or seen?
It is unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Now, would you say there is a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance.
And now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants to America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please just say so.
It's not true. That's just the Republicans making their immigration comments again.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please just say so. The first one is, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted who got Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
I don't know anything. I don't know that much about him, so I can't really respond to that.
And would you say is somewhat much less likely, somewhat less likely, makes no difference?
Makes no difference. I'm not voting for him.
Thank you. Then we have, after making money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof, and as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
What was that question?
Yes. Does hearing this, does it make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or it makes no difference in voting for Derek Marin, or do you think it makes you more likely?
Makes no difference. I'm not voting for him.
Thank you. Then we have, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting.
That makes no difference. I'm not voting for him. It's a waste of time. I've already told you I'm not voting for him.
Yes, it's just that I cannot choose for you. That's why we need to go one by one. Now, Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
I'm not voting for him, so no difference. Whatever you say about Marin is no difference. You can just mark it. No difference. I'm not voting for him.
Thank
Obviously,
you.
This is something with his campaign or against his campaign. So.
Thank you. Now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merring voted no. And nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation. Merring even voted no on that.
I just told you, nothing's going to change my mind. You can give me all of those. Just mark them. How many more of these do you have?
One more.
Okay. That's not going to change my mind. So, I'm not voting for him.
Okay. So it makes no difference on that one as well?
Makes no difference. I'm not voting for him.
And the last one is, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merring wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable.
Makes no difference. I'm not voting for him. Makes no difference. I'm not voting for him.
And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merring, or would you still vote for Merring?
I'm not voting for him.
And can you give me specifics about what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merring?
I am in favor of Marcy Kaptur. I like what she has done. So that's why I'm voting for her.
Marcy Kaptur. Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask for one last time. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merring or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
I just said Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merring in general?
Oh, my, I'm done with this. You keep asking me the same questions over. I'm done. I'm wasted enough time on this survey.
This is the last question, and then we go to demographic questions, which are like two.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Ben. Have a wonderful day.